We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, happy viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. For all Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television under the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155, frequency 11604 MHz, polarization horizontal, symbol rate 27,500, FEC 5 over 6. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 74 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Onforong on CSAT, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouwe on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And Channel 23 in Kumba on Siet Kumba.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bea Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bea Vista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibon, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tomoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Halt Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburg Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows currently. Up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, more than 30 million trees are planted in Indonesia. In Veg News, an American travel company specializing in plant-based fare expands its itinerary. In Community News, Singaporean companies show support for workers with disabilities. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
To Today, July 23rd, is National Day of Egypt, observing the events which led to the establishment of the Egyptian Republic in 1953. Well known around the world for its ancient recorded history and spectacular pyramids, this northern African country is home to several protected natural areas. The Ras Mohammed National Park, situated on the tip of the Sinai Peninsula, has a marine reserve with approximately 200 species of coral and 1,000 types of fish. It is also habitat to the rare Dorcas gazelle and the Nubian ibex. In Egypt's western desert, the Wadi al-Hitan, Whale Valley contains fossils of the earliest suborder of whales called the Archaeoceti. The location is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. May the elegant citizens of Egypt have a fine National Day.
Fly-in news. Lives lost to monsoon rains in Pakistan. At least 30 people perished and 20 were still missing due as of Thursday, July 22nd, after heavy downpours led to the overflowing of the Barn River in Balochistan province. Local people were assisting with rescue operations. Meanwhile, several villages were swept away in Mumand Agency, while some 70 homes collapsed in Banu of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Low-lying areas were also deluged in the Punjab provincial cities of Sargodha, Gujranwala and Lahore, where rains affected an already overloaded electricity distribution system and 6 people were tragically electrocuted. Further warnings were issued as water levels in the Chenab and Jhelum rivers rose.
Hearing of these calamities, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed her deep sympathies and prayers, requesting that our association members go if possible to offer any needed assistance, especially for orphans and lonely elderly, adding that financial aid is available as necessary.
Our appreciation, officials and local rescuers, for your timely efforts and for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving concern. With Allah's grace, may such extreme conditions be eased as our greater benevolence helps restore the equilibrium of the ecosphere.
Iran rocked by earthquakes. Late at night on Tuesday, July 20th, the southern province of Fars was jolted by a 5.8 magnitude quake that claimed one life and injured over 30 others. Centered near the northern city of Al, the tremor was felt in locations as distant as Dubai in the United Arab Emirates and was soon followed by at least 11 aftershocks of up to 5.2 in magnitude. The following night, Makkam Port in neighboring Hormozgan province was shaken by a tremor measuring 6.3 on the Richter scale. Red Crescent Society members, who along with other officials arrived promptly in the affected areas to provide relief and aid, reported that as many as 70% of the buildings were damaged in some villages around the southern town of La Merde. We thank the Red Crescent Society and concerned officials for your immediate attention. It saddens us to know of the life lost, and we send our prayers for the soon recovery of the quake affected and for humanity to engage in eco-stabilizing actions that restore our shared planet's balance and beauty.
Floods sweep England. Deluges that began on Tuesday, July 20th, set off flooding across Merseyside in northwest England, United Kingdom, disrupting traffic with road closures as properties were also inundated. Within 18 hours, the fire service responded to nearly 200 calls, many from locals who had never seen such conditions before. In Liverpool, several residents were evacuated from the Bootle area to a local church hall, while further south, Neath and Swansea were also hit by floods that closed roads. Firefighters helped rescue several people and assisted in pumping water out of homes. Our thankfulness, firefighters and other emergency personnel, for your comforting aid to the flood-afflicted. We look forward to the day that such disturbances subside through our more considerate care for each other and the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
France forgives Republic of Congo debt. in accordance with an agreement signed this week by French Ambassador to Congo Jean-François Valette and Congolese Finance Minister Gilbert Ondongo, France officially waived nearly 646 million euros in debt from the Republic of Congo. As the largest lender to the Central African nation, the French government is also considering the cancellation of an additional 331 million euros. Ambassador Valette stated, "This cancellation of debt will help the country to finance various projects, especially those in infrastructure, drainage, transport, education, professional training, health, and environmental protection." Our appreciation, Ambassador Valette, and Providence bless France for your generous support to Republic of Congo. Such kind assistance will surely bring encouragement and further stability to the gentle-hearted Congolese people.
Afghan President presents National Peace Plan. At an international conference held in Kabul, Afghanistan on Tuesday, July 20th, hosting President Hamid Karzai offered a comprehensive proposal for national reconciliation that included plans for foreign troops to transfer control of security to Afghan personnel before departing the country. He also reiterated an initiative to support peaceful livelihoods by offering training to Taliban members who relinquish their weapons. And Finance Minister Omar Zakilwal presented a list of priority programs to develop 300,000 jobs in 3 years, as well as improve educational access for women. The President's proposals were welcomed by delegates from the 60 attending countries and agencies, including UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Japan's Foreign Minister Katsuya Okada conveyed his country's support with a $50 million U.S. donation to assist in training and reintegrating Taliban members into society. Our respectful congratulations, President Karzai and participants, on your constructive meeting and agreed-upon plans for fostering national and regional peace. May the Afghan people be graced with ever-expanding unity and harmonious relations.
Russian public raises concern for animal welfare. When Russian beachgoers in Krasnodar witnessed a fearful donkey being harnessed to a parasail and then suspended in the air above water behind a motorboat as part of an advertising maneuver, many distraught witnesses attempted to halt the cruel treatment by asking the entrepreneurs to return the donkey to the ground. Throughout the animal's 30-minute flight, police spokeswoman Larissa Tuchkova reported from first-hand accounts that the donkey was screaming and children were crying. Moreover, his ultimate landing was anything but smooth, as the fearful donkey was dragged several meters over the surface of the water before being pulled out, half alive. Although the donkey and responsible parties disappeared after the unfortunate event, video footage was sent to the news media, raising public compassion and causing a police investigation to be launched for possible charges of animal cruelty that could bring a jail term for the offenders, as per Russia's animal protection law. We are grateful for the beachgoers' attempts to intervene for the donkey and appreciate the efforts of the Russian officials in seeking justice and dissuading future animal cruelty. Our prayers for the donkey's full recovery and that humanity comes to care for all animal co-inhabitants as equal beings deserving of our full protection and respect.
Locals save lost journalist in China's Gansu province desert. While filming a documentary on cultural heritage protection in northwestern Guizhou County of Jiuquan City, a group of 14 media members, including 10 personnel from China's Central Television, as well as three Germans and one British national, became lost in the region's desert. Upon receiving reports late in the day that they went missing, local officials in Gansu province immediately dispatched rescuers to the desert, who were able to find the journalists within an hour. Guizhou County's head of the foreign affairs, Liang Heping, reported that they were transported to a hospital with various degrees of sunstroke, two of which were serious cases, but that all were in stable condition. Many thanks, Gansu provincial authorities, for your quick and caring rescue. Wishing the media members a smooth recovery of health to continue their valued journalistic endeavors.
Save our planet. Climate change affecting U.S. urban water management. In an Illinois, USA region that is home to the world's largest wastewater treatment plant and three of the largest in the country, the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago serves 5 million residents and receives visitors from around the world as a model in water management. However, the increasing frequency and severity of storms due primarily to global warming is presenting costly challenges unlike any seen before. Commissioner Frank Avila of the district's Board of Commissioners shared his observations with Supreme Master Television about the impact of these weather changes on the city.
The climate change, I have seen a frequency of storms here in the Chicagoland area, and the intensity of the rain in the shorter period of time coming down, which inundate our local source. In the month of June here in Cook County, we had three storms within about a week and a half period, 2 weeks. And this last storm, we had winds about 80 miles an hour. And after that, we had a large storm come in a shorter period of time, and the system could not handle it. And a lot of basements got flooded because of it, causing a lot of damage with each homeowner.
Commissioner Avila also stated that global warming has heightened the need for conservation of limited water supplies worldwide. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, more than 80% of the consumptive use of fresh water in the country goes to agriculture, with the majority to industrial factory farms. One cattle farm with 30,000 cows can withdraw nearly 1 million gallons per day from an underground aquifer, resulting in wells running dry and threatening local vegetable and fruit production. A committed vegan and producer and host of a TV program on environmental protection and public health, Commissioner Avila shared his thoughts on the vegan diet solution to environmental and health protection.
I'm a vegan, and I understand that by going vegan, we would save a lot of water that is scarce. They're saying, well, we have a shortage of water. Well, the reason why you have a shortage of water is because you're using that other for other resources. You're using it probably to raise cattle to eat meat. And you're using more water in that respect. But by going vegan, you use less water. You don't harm the climate, and also you stay healthier.
Our appreciation and admiration, Commissioner Frank Avila, for your concerned eco efforts and advocacy of the vegan way to conserve water and halt climate change. Through this simple lifestyle change, may we all act to ease such extreme weather events while protecting our precious natural resources.
In a March 2009 video conference in the United States, Supreme Master Qinghai discussed the worrying misuse of water in our increasingly precarious environment while highlighting the most effective area of action.
The experts also calculate that 1 kilogram of beef takes 5,000 to 20,000 liters of water to produce, but 1 kilogram of wheat takes only 500 to 2,000 liters of water. That is 10% of the amount of water for meat. At a time when we have water shortage and all the reservoirs are dwindling at such an alarming rate, we are truly afraid that even if we don't take shower at all, it will not do much help, because all the human uses and everything together is only 30% of water around the world. Everything else mostly used for meat industry. So if we really want to save the water for the world to be able to use for our daily necessity, not to talk about future generations, then we have to change to a vegetarian diet, animal-free diet.
Save Our Planet, world's largest economies, pledge cooperation on clean energy. Energy ministers from the 21 nations whose combined national income comprises 80% of the global economy met this week for 2 days in Washington, D.C., USA, to find common ground in addressing energy concerns. During the conference, 11 eco-initiatives were agreed, including one to improve energy efficiency of home appliances, with collaboration among the United States, Japan, South Korea, India, and European nations. Meeting participants also agreed to share information on electric vehicle technology, as well as the design of smart grids to improve management of regional power consumption. A follow-up meeting is scheduled for early 2011 and will be hosted by the United Arab Emirates. U.S. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu, who led this year's conference, stated, "What we've seen here is that working together, we can accomplish more faster than working alone." Our accolades, Your Excellencies, and participating countries for your shared commitment to a green future. May your noble measures be joined by fellow citizens worldwide to preserve our Earth and all her inhabitants.
save our planet. A heat wave impacting many parts of Japan is bringing the year's hottest days to many cities, with temperatures that have exceeded 35 degrees Celsius in over 70 locations.
Save our planet. A UK study finds that populations of the nation's iconic cuckoo bird diminished by 21% on average, and as much as 71% in southwest regions over just 1 year's time, with extinction now a real danger without further actions to counter this decline.
Save our planet. In central Aulac or Vietnam, recent tropical storm Khonson has saved thousands of hectares of previously drought-stricken crops and plantations through the arrival of much-needed rain.
I'm Comfy, and this is my lovely daughter, Cuddly the Koala.
Mum and I are following the earth-saving vegan diet.
Today we have a tip from beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai.
If you use a paper towel for drying clean hands, you can save it for reuse again later, or for a lesser purpose.
Dry the sink, wipe toilet seats, wipe drops on the floor, etc.
It seems a small act, but if the whole world does it, thousands of good trees can be saved yearly.
Our appreciation, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this earth-loving tip.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the World Wide Weather.
In ecology news, more than 30 million trees are seeded in Indonesia. Part of the country's 1 billion tree planting campaign, the project will be ongoing until 2013. It is estimated that it will help reduce carbon dioxide emissions as much as 26% by 2020. Our hats off to you, Indonesia, for this beneficial eco-endeavor. May countries and individuals continue to take significant green steps, hand in hand with adopting the earth-saving vegan diet, to bring about a sustainable planet.
In Veg News, a travel company specializing in plant-based meals announces new trips to celebrate its fifth anniversary. The United States-based Veg Voyages is expanding its itinerary to include Thailand and an opportunity to volunteer at an annual sanctuary in India. The firm already offers tours through India, Malaysia, and Laos, providing delectable vegan or vegetarian meals at each location. Yoga and veg cooking classes are also offered. Our sincere thankfulness, Veg Voyages, for offering travelers spectacular experiences combined with compassionate meals. May all life's manifold adventures be enhanced by nutritious and tasty animal-free fare.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion US dollars for reducing global warming. uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more information, please visit
www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Up next on Otwasi News, Singapore provides employment for people with physical challenges. We'll have some quiet time with God. Be right back. Stay tuned for more distinguished news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, satisfying news for a contented world. In humanitarian news, Singapore companies hire more workers with disabilities. 79 organizations have made use of Singapore's Open Door Fund, which provides subsidies of up to over $70,000 to modify workplaces, redesign jobs, and set up apprenticeship programs. Of these firms, 22 have made use of the fund within the last year. Set up in 2006, Open Door has helped approximately 400 people with physical challenges find long-term employment to date. Our heartfelt appreciation, Open Door Fund and participating companies, for your caring actions to help your fellow citizens. May your people be graced with abundant love, opportunities, and happiness.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Azerbaijani entitled Mother's Lessons.
Harici dil. Sıçan ana ve uşak sıçan gezirdiler. Gefleten pişik görerdi onları. Sıçan ana başlayar it kimi hürmek. Bunu eşiden de pişik kaçar. Gördün? Diğer sıçan ana öz uşağına. İndi görürsün ki nece vacibdir harici diller bilmek.
And now for our viewers' hotline on Rambador Bhajan, the meditating Buddha boy from Nepal, on a journey through aesthetic realms.
Greetings, dear friends. I wonder if you can tell me the name of the music that plays in the meditating Buddha boy from Nepal. It's very beautiful. Sincerely, Benny.
Harmonious Benny, thank you for your inquiry. The innovating music is Mantra of Avalokitesvara. Our warmest regards and heaven's blessings on your journey.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May heavenly love illuminate your kind heart and gentle spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Egypt is extending a 5-year, $26.6 million donation to southern Sudan to clean the waterways of Bahr el Ghazal Basin, thus linking major cities to the White Nile, as well as providing 30 new wells for additional water.
With the support of the country's educational agencies, the Sri Lankan military is assisting youth ages 16 to 22 in completing their education if they were conscripted and missed out on earlier schooling opportunities.
After British model Katie Price and groom, martial arts professional Alex Reed receive a porcine animal companion as a wedding gift, Mr. Reed says his love for the pig has caused him to stop eating pork and to consider being a complete vegetarian.
Alak, or Vietnam, is commended by the United Nations High Commission for Refugees for granting citizenship to 2,357 Cambodians who sought refuge in the country more than 30 years ago.
Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan receives the World Health Organization Special Recognition Award for his dedicated leadership in promoting smoke-free lifestyles and environments in Turkey.
A Formosan or Taiwanese medical group of 12 doctors, nurses, and volunteers travel to Nepal, where they offer free health services and 350 kilograms of medical kits and materials, as organized through several Formosan charities.
A demographic and health survey in Timor-Leste reveals that the nation's infant and under 5 mortality rates have shown significant decreases since 2003, while maternal services have increased.
The U.S. Coast Guard safely rescues 36 children whose sailboats had overturned in a sudden wind during their summer camp activity.
Abkhazian President Sergei Bagapsh is welcome to Nicaragua for a state visit intended to advance friendship and cooperation between the two countries in fields that include trade, economy, and others.
New Zealand announces intentions to open its first ever embassy in the United Arab Emirates, noting the two countries' long history of good relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.